Fighters are patrolling the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan on Monday. The capital's international airport was frenetic, with thousands of Afghans looking for a way out. The Associated Press is sourcing senior U.S. military officials saying seven people are dead from the chaos at the airport. U.S. President Joe Biden will address the nation about Afghanistan, as the U.S. sends more troops there to deal with the Taliban takeover. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House says the president's traveling back from Camp David to speak about the U.S. evacuation from Kabul's airport. At least seven people there are dead, including some who fell from a departing U.S. military plane. Flights were suspended as troops tried to clear civilians from the tarmac. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says American troops killed two armed people, and more forces are on the way.
We will continue to expand our security presence as needed.
Another 1,000 troops will go straight to the airport instead of being on standby in Kuwait. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Doctors and aid workers rushed to get flights to southwestern Haiti on Monday ahead of a looming storm. Hospitals in the devastated area are struggling to cope with casualties from a major earthquake that killed at least 1,297 people. Saturday's 7.2 magnitude quake brought down thousands of homes and buildings in the deeply impoverished country, a country still recovering from the assassination of its president, Jovenel Moïse, last month. The areas in and around the city of Les Cayes suffered the biggest hit, putting enormous strain on local hospitals. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Delta strain of the coronavirus is driving up the COVID caseload in the U.S. 700%.